Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out swearing overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Random Thoughts Live, Episode 4. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, before we get into this Random Thoughts Live, I just happened to be perusing the review section on Apple Pods, right? Because there are people who do listen to the audio versions of these. And, you know, even though we haven't put out the audio version of the Never Ever Mets, we didn't put out the audio version. We did it for Summer House, right? So not of all the recaps, but definitely on the Random Thought Lives, we're doing that in the regular episodes, getting back to that. But I did notice some here, like one from Cindy, who says, I can't get enough Married at First Sight and Love is Blind talk. I especially like your takes, and I don't have to scream at my phone asking, what show are you watching?
Good.
Yeah. Which, you know, which is a good thing, because there are times when you really have to question, like, really? Are we seeing the same? Is my TV showing me something different? So I totally get what Cindy's saying, because I've seen other, you know, and not talk about anybody, but I've seen other takes on other things, right? Not necessarily reality TV, but there are times even on games. Like, I'll watch a boxing match and like, what match are you watching? Like, what do you guys see that I don't see? Because apparently my TV showed me something different. So I get that sentiment. So appreciate that. There's another one from Love My Dashans. Says, I've only recently discovered this podcast a few months ago, and it's so refreshing. They offer a well-balanced blend of humor along with some real talk. Unfortunately, with most podcasts these days, the hosts are more interested in themselves and how cute and clever they present themselves, with lack of awareness to their audience and focus on the topics at hand. Now, it's the only podcast my husband and I thoroughly enjoy. Well,
that's
thank
awesome.
You.
I was wondering where this was going. I was like, she's saying that we do that?
I'm about to say, neither you nor I think we're cute. We both think we're clever. I'm still trying to understand a well-balanced blend of humor, because according to some people, there's nothing funny, so why the hell am I laughing?
Well, that's just you. Apparently, you have a laughing problem. You're the Joker.
You're damn skippy I am. And if you learn to laugh,
everybody needs
in
a
life,
little bit of laughter.
Feel better.
Yeah. Everyone needs a little laughter. Your body feels good when you laugh. That's what it's about. So turn that
frown upside down. When your stomach jiggles because you laugh, it's okay. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's really a good thing. You're like, oh, I can't laugh. My stomach is moving. Stop it. Nikki B says, saw Bad Boys 4 today. They still got it. Yo, yeah, because this is 4, right? Because there was 1. And now, here's the thing. Have you seen the movie?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Neither have I. Now, I will say, some of my team went to it, and I think it's called DPX, right? Where the chair moves, the water sprays. You know, the chair beats you up if, you know, somebody punches in the movie. So you get to feel the movie. It's smoke, then you'll see some smoke come up. I'm like, I don't know if I want all this, especially the part where they're like, then you get spray on the back of your neck. I'm like, stop right there.
Nope.
Stop right there.
Hard pass on that. I don't need I don't need to experience all that. I just want to watch a movie.
I was all good with the chair's moving, hold on to your popcorn. I'm like, I eat that before we start. It says, but it happens during the previews too. I'm like, all right, be careful with your drink. I never get a big one anyway, so it's fine. But when they said the water sprays and it'll spray on the back of your neck, I'm like, that's how fights get started.
Yeah, I don't need all that.
Yeah, nah. But it's one of these things. Is this movie, I think they said, cost $100 million to make, right? Mm-hmm. And over the weekend, it made $104 or $105 million, right?
Right.
So, but now is the time when people are saying nobody's going to the movies, but apparently they are, and they're going to see this movie. Because what do you see in the number one movie? Remember, we used to see these huge numbers before, but now number one movie made $22 million. You're like, that's it? like album sales, right?
Right.
But there's somebody who wasn't too happy with it at all. And he goes by the name of Stephen A. Smith. Now, we're not going to put the video up. We'll let you hear some of the audio from it and find out, is he right or is he reaching? Because he knows who he's talking to.
I think that I'm speaking not for everybody, not for most, but at the very least, millions of people out there. I'm not nearly as interested in seeing Will Smith in the movies than I am of seeing him doing an actual sit-down interview with somebody to explain why he did what he did.
Then he goes on to talk about how, you know, black people are not going to go to the movies to see it because we need an answer, because Chris Rock means so much to the black community. I often quote the great philosopher Christopher Rockenstein from his TED Talks, known as stand-up comedy. But I'm going to see Bad Boys 4. I'm sorry. I'm going.
I want to see it. I just might wait till it comes on Prime where I can watch it from my living room. But,
really?
Yeah. It's not that I'm not against going to the movies, but there's nothing better than being at home watching a movie. Going to the movies is great. And of course, you know, certain theaters I prefer. I'm an iPick fan. I'd love to watch it at the iPick, but I got to deal with traffic. I got to, you know, pick a time where when it comes on Prime, if I can't sleep one night, because, you know, I don't sleep well, 1 o'clock in the morning, Bad Boys 4. I can enjoy it.
Nikki B says it's worth a ticket. Leah says, we saw it this weekend and really wish we saved our $50. How many of y'all went to the movies? Jesus. What movie theater are you going to so I don't go?
They got a family where they got a couple kids for four people. It could be $50. And if you factor in, you know, popcorn, snacks, a beverage, even if they have one bottle of water that they pass it down, it's still expensive. Take a sip, pass it down.
Yeah. The thing about it is, remember when you're like, oh, let's go to cheap day. Let's go to the movies. What, dinner and a movies? You're like, no, we pick one. It's too damn expensive these days. And she said, look, here's the bad thing. Only two of them went. And she only got one soda and water. Jeez.
It's expensive out there.
Apparently. Man, see, I might have to go over there with you, even though Jay Sayself says Terrell is aging right before
Hey, say what you will. Say what you will. If I spend $50 on a movie, better be a really good movie.
Toya says, Chris Rock is one of my favorite comedians, but I still went to see the movie. Because what Stephen A. Smith was saying was, hey, don't go see the movie till while Will is out here promoting the movie, he needs to address the slap. And it's the same thing that Dorica said, which is, I forgot all about that slap. And Lucy B said, I honestly forgot about the slap. In this day and age, did we really remember the slap? Even when the Oscars roll back around, did we go, oh, we can't watch it, or we must watch it because of what happened last? Will came, and this, here's the thing about it. Stephen A. Smith even said Will apologized, did a written apology, and then he came out and gave his apology, a verbal apology, right? What else does he need to say?
To me, nothing. And I think to the black community, he doesn't know what's the thing.
Right.
If he wants to talk to somebody, talk to Chris. That's between him and Chris. But yeah. I don't need to hear that. And for Stephen A. to get on his, you know, platform and say he owes the black community, but no, he doesn't. And we got to stop putting that on him to say you owe the black community something because you did X in front of, pretty much what he's saying is in front of white people.
Right.
Now, Kobe Bryant doesn't owe me anything for fighting Reggie Miller in front of a bunch of white people on a court, but it happened.
Right.
You know, but it's not about that. I don't think that that slap took anything away from what Stephen A. was saying from the Will Packard. It didn't take anything away from Will Packard. He still put on a great production. Just unfortunately, Will did this, but no one blamed Will. Like, he can't do another production because someone's going to get in the fight. you know, it's not the Source Awards. I mean, it's Will Packer put on a good show, yeah, and it's totally fine. But I don't think that Will needs to say anything. If he, right now, to me, don't say anything else publicly. Go talk to Chris. Yeah. You've apologized to the public. Talk to Chris and leave it at that. That's between y'all two and God.
Okay. This is deeper. And if we go back to when people are like, well, this goes a lot further. Because it was, and people are saying, oh, it was Jada with the power over Will. Once she gave him that look, that he stopped laughing and went up there and slapped it out of Chris. And it's like, there's more to it. Because there has to be, you don't just go up and slap a man in private. Much less on national TV. Right? No one, because think about it. Everybody thought it was a skit. Until he started cursing, they were like, oh, he's serious. Oh, he's real serious. This is Mike Lowry, because he's actually cursing. It's, there's more there, and he's already apologized. So if he's done it and that part is done, yeah, he doesn't owe him another apology. He doesn't owe us an explanation. We've been in all their lives way too much anyway.
Right.
I mean, now part of that was Jada's fault because she put all their business out there, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I just personally don't care. You know, I have nothing. He didn't do something so egregious that I said I can no longer support Will Smith because he slapped Chris Rock.
Right.
No, I'm not going to do that. You know, now if he slapped, you know, J-Lo, I'd be like, oh man, you're a woman. You're a woman beater. Will, I got to stop with you now. I can't keep watching. Or he beat up Jada or something like that, pulled a Ray Rice on Jada. Yeah, I would stop watching Will Smith movies, but I have no anger. I wasn't mad at him when he did it. I was like, that's jacked up. But that's between him and Chris to deal with. But he doesn't owe anyone an apology. He doesn't need to go on anybody's show and explain and answer the questions that Stephen A. feels he should answer. You know, and I still love Will Smith. But yeah, he's just, I hate that. Stephen A., talk trash or don't talk trash.
Yeah.
But don't talk trash and be like, I love this brother. I love this brother. You know it. I've watched all those movies. Stop it.
Nikki B says Stephen A. needs to apologize for his hairline. Stop it. Star Dance and Supreme says Chris Rock deserved a slap. Folks act like Will shot him on stage. Here's the thing. Chris Rock had a whole special he did a whole year later.
Right.
He got paid off that slap. Now, I'm not going to tell you how to grieve when you've been traumatized. But does he really need any more explanation? I think he's past it. He doesn't want to hear about it anymore. Matter of fact, he's probably telling Stephen A. shut up. Because, I mean, seriously, what's really going on? Now, we did put the poll up. Is Stephen A. right or is he reaching? We put that poll up on, it's actually on active right now. Let's see, where are we on this? Right now, 68% saying that Stephen A. is reaching. I don't expect that to go down anymore.
I expect that to go up even more because it's a huge reach. He didn't need to do it. And I don't know what his motivation was for trying to do this. If this is for him to get ratings. Him saying this is not going to impact people going to go see Bad Boys 4. They're still going to go see it because it's not a one-man show of just Will Smith. It's Martin. It's everything that's in the combination of what Bad Boys 1, 2, and 3 were. So I think Stephen A. is way wrong. He's reaching, trying to make something out of nothing, and it's just not going to work.
Baby Doll says, I didn't forget about the slap. I just don't care anymore. It is what it is. I feel you. I wasn't going to stop watching Chris Rock. I wasn't going to stop watching Will Smith because of the slap.
Right.
So that wasn't going to change anything for me. Lois Lane, though, is on the other side, said, Will Smith and his family are still on pause for me. I have no plans on watching or listening to anything with him in it. So,
as is
Stephen
your right.
A's right.
As that's her right to do that, just like we did with the whole Diddy thing. Mm-hmm. You can choose to cancel Will Smith on that. What we're saying is Will Smith doesn't need to apologize to the black community and come on a show and talk to anybody. And if he did, I don't think that would change her opinion.
Right. You know, interesting because as I was perusing X, formerly known as Twitter, came across this guy, Tony the Dome, who said, Will Smith situation still weird to me. I love the Bad Boys movies, but it's hard to rock with him after the Chris Rock drama. I said my piece when it happened, so I'm not debating it. But for me, it's crazy because I essentially want my people to win, and I like Martin. So he's got this internal conflict happening there, right? Because he likes Martin, but hey, what Will did, I'm not comfortable with, so I feel a kind of way. I don't want to go, but I want to go. And then he made it a point to say, let me be clear. This post has nothing to do with Stephen A. Smith. Even though what he said makes sense to me, this is my opinion. So they are, Stephen A. is right. He is speaking for some people.
You bring up one person.
Two.
And one in the chat, and this one tweet, and now Stephen A. is speaking for people? Mm-hmm. Get out of here with that. Get out of here with that. Yeah, no, I don't personally, a lot of people don't care. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are taking the side of that's between Chris and Will, and let's move on and mm-hmm. go watch a good movie. And that's mm-hmm. what I plan to do. I'm going to watch a good movie. I like Chris Rock still. I saw his comedy special after the whole thing, what, a year later? I laughed. It was funny. Everything he said about them was hilarious. Mm-hmm. But that made me not like Chris anymore. Doesn't mm-hmm. make me not like Will. Doesn't make me not like Jada. And I don't know these people personally. So I can't, I'm not that emotionally involved or emotionally vested in this because I don't have a relationship with them.
Stop using so much sense.
Sorry. Should I go back to drinking? Going on these lives? Should I go back to drinking? That way I can just say the crazy stuff that Turtle says?
I know, right? Lucy B says, it was as if two of my brothers were fighting. Will was wrong, but I still love them both. Then Nikki B, throw some gas on that fire, said, should we boycott Chris for letting Ricky Gervais and Louis C.K. use the N-word? Now, did he let them? And it's two of them. Was he supposed to fight both of them? We all know he can't fight because he wasn't going to mess with Ali. I mean, Will Smith. Will got up, slapped him, went back to his seat, gave him a few more choice words, and then said, continue. And he did.
No, I mean, this is my whole point about kind of the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. We only cancel people over like egregious stuff. Louis C.K. Mm-hmm. and Ricky Gervais and the N-word doesn't bother me. Yeah. I hear it in music. It doesn't bother me. He didn't call me the N-word. That'd be different. Mm-hmm. If Louis C.K. came to me and said it to my face and said, hey, Turl, you are this. That's different. And I've heard him use it in context of jokes that I didn't get offended by it. But if someone else does, that's your choice. But we got to stop nitpicking all these little things that celebrities and entertainers do. Yeah. And if you want to cancel them for yourself, go for it.
Now, here's a take that I saw somebody have on what Stephen A. said. Because he said, Will Smith needs to sit down with someone. Was he pointing at himself when he was saying he needs to sit down with someone and like, I need the Club Shay Shay treatment so that we can have this discussion. Is that what he's trying to do with his?
No. Because he said that he needs to sit down with someone, but it's not going to be me. I know it's not going to be me because I'll be asking all this other stuff. And if I was Will, that would be the last person show I would go on and do it. I'd rather do it on Club Shay Shay than to do it on Stephen A.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Hey, Layla says Chris Rock is the GOAT, deservedly so. He was at that moment and has since remained so beyond all this nonsense. Will apologized. It's over. I think we've come to the consensus that it really is over. By the way, the poll is at 70% right now, right?
Right.
And that's just, hey, I told you it wasn't going down. You said it's only going to go up. And so we were both right. It just really feels like this thing was a way to get people to talk. And even though some people are saying, well, that's him just trying to get Monica McNutt off of him because of the whole thing that went down with her on First Take with dealing with the WNBA, right? And like, okay, he's still reeling from that because what Shannon did was he let her come on his show, the Nightcap, and speak a little more freely. And they really got a lot out in that moment. Other things coming up in this, Nikki B says, Chris handled a slap like a class act. Art DNA says it would be dope if Chris Rock put a purchase movie ticket on IG. Now that would be funny.
Yeah. And I would say, keep in mind to the people in the chat, because I definitely want to see your comments, but this whole conversation isn't about the slap. Mm-hmm. It's Stephen A. trying to say that Will Smith owes, you know, an interview to apologize and explain his actions. And that's what this is about. We don't even have to debate the slap part. It happened. That's over. It's does Will Smith owe us anything? And what Stephen A. Smith said, it was mainly the black community that he felt owes something to us. And that's what we're trying to figure out. That's the reach, is to say, hey, you owe all the black community because Stephen A. is speaking for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely not speaking for all of us. But then he also did say, I know I'm not speaking for everybody, but I'm speaking for
but
millions.
I'm speaking for everybody.
I'm speaking for millions, minus one. Tay, who says, not a fan of Stephen A., he's a clout chaser and should stick to sports. I don't like to go to that whole stick to this or stick to that. Like, that's the same as shut up and dribble. And the here's the problem, I think, when that comes up a lot is when someone says something you don't agree with, right? Because if he's saying something you agree with, right on. But if not, stick to sports.
It depends.
How so?
It depends. I think it depends because you can have, you can say some things that a lot of people don't agree with, but if you have other people around to kind of add context to it. So you think Shannon Sharp interview, and you have Cat Williams that says all these things, and Shannon goes in his own deal and then kind of talks about some of the things that they said. But that's the conversation that they had.
Right.
Stephen A. kind of gets on the soapbox sometimes, and he has a lot of right things that he says. I'll even I'll play Stephen A. Smith. He says some crazy stuff, but he's a smart brother. I like that brother. I really like what he puts out. He's a really good brother. But he says some things that I'm like, why are you even talking about this? It makes no sense. And for him to come, you know, all but 2 years later to try to say Will Smith owes the black community something, that's what I disagree with. A, Stephen A., don't speak for the black community. I don't speak for all black people. So no one should
not
do
not even
that.
To your white friends?
No. Yeah, we had a meeting last night, so here's what we talked about. Yeah, no. If anybody asks me something, why do black people this? I don't know. Ask a bunch of them. I can't tell you. Ask more than just me. I'm not the spokesman.
But you're the only one I know.
Yeah, well, you should do better. It's like, I'm the only one you're not scared of. That's the difference.
The thing about it is, like, with Stephen A., and he's made it a point to make his podcast be different from what he does on ESPN, right?
Right.
And he's said that in the very beginning, like, okay, sports is what I do on TV. This is everything else. Because he's got opinions. He's like every single person out here. And that's why I don't like saying stick to this or stick to that, because everybody has opinions. This is what social media has done. It's given everybody the voice, because everybody has always had opinions. We just couldn't hear them.
And he is fine to have that opinion. And if he would have said everything he said without saying that I'm speaking for millions and he owes the black community this, that's where he lost me.
Yeah.
If he just said, you know, I would love to see Will Smith do this and come out and give us some answers. I've always been curious, and leave it at that. But don't say that you're speaking for millions and you're speaking for the black community, then go down that rabbit hole of Will Packard and all this other stuff.
So, okay, Layla says Stephen A. was talking out of both sides of his mouth and needed to pick a side, and I think you brought that up earlier. Here's the thing, though. It's one of the things when it comes to content that you tell people to do, right? Okay, here's the story. Bad Boys, number one movie in the country. What is your, how do you bring a different piece to the conversation, right? And I mean, we do it at times in the recaps. We look at things like, okay, what stands out in this, right? And this is what, when it comes down to content, let me give you a peek behind the curtains. You look for these, whether it's radio, whether it's podcasts, whether it's anything, right? It comes down to what's the angle that's different than everybody else's, or just a slightly different angle. Right. And that's what he did. He picked an angle that nobody was doing. Now, was it the wrong angle to pick? We're all saying yes. Well, minus a few people, because we can't speak for all. But that's what he was doing. He was picking a different angle. And it really was different. And like, according to Jay Saso, Stephen A. got us talking about him right now. He's done his job.
Well, but Jay Saso, come on now. Put your business hat on. Yeah, he did that. He got us talking about it. We used his name in this and kind of a picture of him. So maybe we'll get more clicks. So we'll take some crumbs off of it. So we're going to have some fun with it too. But this is business. When we log off, I'm not thinking about Stephen A. Smith, but yeah, he got us talking about it and we're going to figure out, hey, how do we use this to our advantage? Just like every other person does. Look at the Cat Williams, Shannon Sharp interview. Everybody try to get fed off of that. So yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing, Jay Say. So thanks for calling us out.
Because it's funny because even in that in that part of the Cat Williams, people try to call out Shannon. Like, why did you let him say this? What do you mean let? What am I still beat up Cat Williams? I know I can. Before I knew he was that fast, couldn't catch him. But
yes.
But at the same time, it's like, people, you give people the ability, the platform to speak, and when they start talking, you know what you do as an interviewer?
Let them
STFU.
Yeah.
And let them go.
And I do that in my job interviews.
Yes, exactly. You ask, when you ask a question, somebody just keeps going, you go,
Just let them talk.
I tell people all the time, you got to treat these things like you're in court. Answer the question. Shut up. You gotta do it.
I'll tell a story about my favorite one.
Oh boy, here we go. Story time.
I've heard a whole lot of crazy things in job interviews, but this guy, I worked for a grocery retailer. And so I asked him, tell me about a time when you let you empowered your team members to kind of make a decision, whether it be a display or how the store was gonna do something, and you let your team members do it. And I just sat back and he was like, let me think. And then he goes, oh, I got one. You know, we were trying to do this promotion. It was Cinco de Mayo. And one of the team members wanted to put this display up with Coronas and limes and all this other stuff. And I was like, And he was like, yeah, I thought it was a good idea. You know, my wife, she's Mexican. She likes Coronas. And I said, wow.
Tell me
more. And then I'm just looking at him. He goes, how do you think I got five kids?
I just walk in the house and look at her, and all of a sudden, dang.
I just sat there, just, took my little notes. Yeah, that really did happen. I was like, goodness. So people, if you just let people to go and just let them talk, they will tell you anything.
And sometimes when those conversations are happening in the workplace, that was actually a job interview. So you had to sit there and, you know, listen to this person. When it's coworkers and those conversations start to get that uncomfortable, do what I do. Exit stage left. I'm out.
Get some coffee.
Hey, I'm out quick. I don't stick it because there's nobody going to say, well, you know, so there was an uncomfortable conversation and here are the people that were there.
Exactly. <Nope. laughs> HR calls me. It's like, I was there, but I didn't hear that. But I got coffee at 1:12 p.m. and I walked right in front of the cameras and I waved. So
you saw. If you go back and look at the camera, I guarantee you'll see me. Yeah, you got to, because people will get you in trouble with the nonsense. It's wild, the stories that people will tell you if you give them the ability to talk, right? And especially when they get comfortable. And that's why in interviews you get people comfortable first. You let them relax. You ask the easy questions. You can't come out charging with those hard questions. I mean, it's not because people are drunk why they share so much on Club Shay Shay. He gets them relaxed. They feel comfortable. They're talking to Unk.
I think it's that dark liquor he pours. And get you a sip of this.
That's because you need to watch the one with him and Glorilla. Because she was like, oh, we sipping? No, we taking shots. Yaga.
Who's Glorilla?
I'm joking.
I just wanted to bother you. I just wanted to get you.
By the way, Ronald has some advice for you. He said next time you should have asked, hey, does she make good tacos?
Well, if I want to stay in my job, no. I don't ask that question. I had a job. He was looking. I have leverage. I'm not about to give up my leverage. Tell me more about this discriminatory thing you just said about a Latin woman that you happen to be married to and you're white.
Yeah.
And she likes Coronas. And apparently, when she gets a couple Coronas in her system, y'all spit out kids. Tell me more about that. What about our taco game? Is that any good?
XOXO, Chris.
That's how you get fired.
Open the interview up with, so tell me about yourself. I promise you'll regret it. I know you've had some we got to have a story time on just job interview answers at times, man.
Oh, I could go on for,
I know,
for days.
I know you can.
Yeah, I could.
So in the very beginning, first comment that came up was from M. Smith, right? Who said that Stephen A. was reaching. He said, I don't give a damn about that slap. I haven't gone to see it because I stopped enjoying going to the movies almost a decade ago. Why bother? I have a big screen at my house. Is this you, Terrell, disguised as M. Smith? Because this sounds like something you said earlier.
Well, I can't say I have a big screen at my house, but I have a decent screen at my house. But
is it bigger than 32 inches? Then it's a big screen.
I like the comfortability of being at home. Mm-hmm. Like going to the movies, it's great. It's a great experience. I get that. But I could easily buy some snacks. I can cook. I can make myself, you know, a great meal. And from my couch, watch a good movie. And watch a movie that just came out. Watch it on Prime. I can watch it when I want. I can pause it. I can take a phone call. Yeah. I can go do whatever else. I can go pee. Because nothing worse. Remember when all the Marvel movies were coming out? They were so good. Mm-hmm. And like you're sitting there, God, 3.5 hours. And you wouldn't drink a whole lot because you didn't want to get that leg shaken.
That's why you don't get a large, you greedy bastard.
Or you just take a sip, pass it down.
Small sips,
because you don't want to miss. I missed Infinity Wars. Mm-hmm. So I went to iPick and I was off that day and I said, I'm going to treat myself to the movie. It just came out that week. I got an old fashioned. While I'm waiting, then I go in, I order another bourbon on the rocks and something else. And so movie's going at the part before they get to the end where Thanos does the snap. At some point I had to pee and I got in pee and I came back and I'm sitting there. I'm like, the whiskey started talking to me. I'm like, I want wings. There's this place by my house that has really good wings and they close in 45 minutes. I can make it. And I was like, Terrell, you can't leave the movie. And I was by myself. I was like, actually, I'm a grown-ass man. I could leave the movie. So I left. And I missed the whole thing about the snap and how it all happened. I missed that. Boy, my brother gave me so much hell when I told him about that. Because I told him, hey, I saw Infinity Wars. What'd you think? I was like, oh, I got to watch it again because I missed the ending. He's like, what do you mean? I said, well, I wanted wings. I left.
Yeah.
Oh, he still talks trash to me about that. And that was a long time ago.
Had you told me that story then, I would have told you no more Brown. Then. How do you do that?
The brown liquor wanted what it wanted. And this is why we broke up. But I don't drink dark liquor anymore. But I wanted wings. And I said, you know, I'm a grown adult. I can come back and watch this again.
Jesus.
And that's what I did.
Layla, first of all, surprised by your story, but earlier she had said, per the last decade or so, I'd gotten into the habit of only going to the theater to see the superhero films much better on a giant screen. You know, so
yeah,
I think Apple had done a thing where you can rent movies, right? And I was like, you get to rent a movie, you have it for 72 hours. The same thing you said, you can rewind it. You can stop it. You can have as many people watch it as you want. You can watch it again and again. All for the price of one damn movie matinee ticket? I'm never going to the movies again unless, like Layla said, it's the big superhero movies. Now, those, I will go see 2-3 times in the theater. I'll go see it regular. Then I'll go see it 3D. IMAX 3D. I do all that. Like, I think I did that with Man of Steel. I went to go see that 3 times. And literally, 3 days in a row, went to go see that. Love that movie.
Yeah, I remember when I didn't have a life outside of work. Yeah, no, I couldn't see myself doing that.
Asshole.
I'm sorry, I go to the movies, I see it once. And the next time I see it, it's either on Prime or on Netflix. Mm-hmm. But no, I couldn't. I couldn't go see a movie. Same movie, 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
Man, it still wasn't that good.
It was. But Superman's my favorite superhero. Sorry. Toya C said I got the Cinemark Movie Club subscription. $8.99. LOL. This reminds me. Did you watch MoviePass Movie Crash? I think it's on Netflix. It's about MoviePass. Who knew MoviePass was founded by two black men?
Oh, really? I didn't know
who were kicked. Who were kicked out of it? Now they're reviving it. So yeah, it's an interesting one. Interesting one. Should check it out.
Well, maybe. Maybe. Well, yeah. And I think after the pandemics, that's why a lot of the theaters are trying to do these cool things, you know, spraying you on the back of your neck with water and making the seats move to make it an experience. Because when the pandemic hit, nobody was going to the movies. We got so used to watching them at home. Why go to the movies? And we know those movie theaters are nasty anyway.
Yeah, and so that's why I don't want to find
ways to get people to come in. And I don't want that experience.
After COVID, I don't want anybody spread anything on me, okay? Even though Jay Sayso says it's effing amazing, you must try it. Disneyland meets the movies.
In the words of Morgan Freeman and Lean on Me, the only thing I must do is stay black and die. I'm not trying that.
And according to Michael, you don't have to stay black. Kitty asks, what happened to 3D? Yeah, 3D was cool, right? Then they decided they're going to give you 3D glass. What happened to 3D glasses for your home? That's what I want to know. Because remember, they're supposed to give those?
Mm-hmm.
And then they realized, no, if we do that, nobody's ever coming to the movies again. So, yeah. Hmm.
I forget about 3D movies. I remember seeing Jaws 3D in a theater with the 3D glasses. I remember that.
Toya says the movie's coming on streaming services super quickly now, especially if you have one of those Fire Sticks. They come even quicker.
Yep.
Marjan said, saw Bad Boys at the drive-in. Hadn't been to one in years. Good experience. Smiling emoji. There's a story there. I'm just going to say that. I'm going to leave it alone.
I'm guessing it was a date because we're Facebook BFFs and I saw the pictures.
What did the pictures tell you?
She had a great date. Great night.
Apparently.
And drive-ins drive-ins are still pretty dope, though.
I've never done a drive-in.
Yeah, drive-ins
Big Butterfly
are cool.
Said, what happened to drive-ins? Are there still drive-ins?
Yeah. Oh. There are. They're not as big, but there are some. There's in Austin, there's like a house that converted into like a little mini drive-through. And you can either drive up or put out your lawn chairs and just sit and watch a movie. They have a little burger food truck. Pretty cool.
Michelle says, I stopped going to the movies when I realized I wasn't particularly fond of sitting in the dark with strangers.
So when like you put it story that way. There too.
Yo.
Tell us what happened.
You know what's so funny? After one of those, okay, not funny, but kind of. Because it's after one of those theater shootings, right? Yeah. I remember I was in Raleigh at this movie theater. And I'm sitting there and there's a door not too far off my left. Like where I'm reaching, the door is literally just a little further away from me. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing somebody come, one of the workers come up and then walk down that, and it's a long hallway, and I went. And that was me the entire movie, making sure nobody else was coming back through that door. If you get in your mind, so I get it. And the whole thing, the movie theaters that have the food in it, I won't eat the food, popcorn and snacks, that's it. Because all I can think about is the things I can't see in that movie theater. It's always dark. Even when they turn the lights on, it's always dark. Those roaches know how to hide. I don't trust it.
Well, here in Texas now, the roaches, you know, they only come out in the beginning. But then once it gets dark and the movie comes on, they're sitting there watching it with you. So they're not going to mess with your food. They're good. But here's the sad thing about what you just said. And this is a little bit of my hesitation with movie theaters. I can't go to a movie theater and just sit and enjoy. My first thing when I walk into the theater is, where's the exit? Mm-hmm. If something happens, where am I going? And I shouldn't have to think that way, but that's just where we are in America. And that's what bothers me, you know, but, and then outside the sticky floors and all that, I'm with you. But that's why you go to IPIC. IPIC has good food. It's not like, you know, AMC, that stuff's crap. IPIC is really good and you can see it.
Yeah. I will say, I realized my wife loved me when we were in a movie theater and it's not a lot of people in there, but I watched her constantly looking. This is probably our fifth, sixth movie we'd been to because I liked going to the movie theater, right? And I just see her looking.
Same movie or different movie?
Different movie. Shut up. And I'm like, what's wrong? And she's like, that person all the way down there is chewing. And I'm like... Like, what the hell are you talking about? She could hear that person chewing And she's like, yeah, this is why I really don't go to the movies. I'm like, but you kept coming with me. She's like, yeah, well.
Yeah, I get it, because my thing that annoys me is babies crying in the movie. Because my first thought is, it's 9 o'clock. What is your baby doing here at 9 o'clock at night? And I get aggravated and I get annoyed. Then my rational side kicks in and says, well, Tara, what if this was the only time that they could actually get out, try to go see a movie, they hope the baby would be asleep, and they're just trying to live their life and not be stuck at home with a baby? I get it. So I try not to make a big issue. Now, if you have a 5 or 6 year old, that's different. You take that little dude out and we'll call you when the credits start rolling.
What was that movie? Sleeping with the Enemy. With Julia Roberts, right? There's a sex scene in early in the movie, in the kitchen. And we're all watching the movie, and all of a sudden, Mommy, what is he doing to her? Yo, the whole theater cracks up, and they just get up and like, this, that's the end of this for us. Let's go. We out.
I would have to listen to what he explains. You know, he's helping her with her outfit. You see me and Mommy do this. I'm just helping her with her outfit.
Hey, Chrissy has a great suggestion here. And I saw this here. I got to go try it. She said she might enjoy a rooftop movie. Everyone has headphones, so no one cares if you talk through the movie. Now, here's my only thing. It's Houston. On a rooftop. If I walk from here to my car, my clothes are drenched. What am I wearing on a rooftop? And do they have outdoor air conditioning? What is it?
Well, you lost me as it's Houston, because if you have the headphones on, you can't hear the gun clicks. The weapons loading.
I knew you were going that route.
You can't hear all that. I was like, yeah, I want to be able to hear it coming so I know my exit route.
You know, it's funny that you say that, though, because that's one of the things that popped up. High Vibes said, agree, the probability of violence makes me hesitant to go to theaters frequently, right? And Chrissy also said, and the best seats, middle center, definitely the best. You don't go all the way to the back. Like we're in the bus. No, we sit dead smack in the middle, not too close to the front. Bam. Those are the furthest from the exits.
I sit aisle seat. I prefer the far end of the aisle seat. Something happens, I can get out faster. If you're in the middle, think how many weddings you've been to and they try to let you out after the bride and groom walks down. Look how long it takes to get out of there because you're in the middle. Sit in the very back. You know, or... Well, the front actually gets out faster in the wedding, but in the movie theater, I can hit that run, get out there. Because you know, if something happens, it's no one's being polite. It's every man for
themselves. If you sit in the back of a movie theater, you might as well watch it at home.
Like I said, on my couch, it's awesome. In my stage throne, that floor is clean and not sticky. It's awesome.
Even though it's got people's shoes all over it, yeah.
It's all right.
Hey, Jay Seso said, look, man, if you drive, go to a good theater in a good neighborhood, it's all good.
Jay Seso going to messing up other people's movie experience. I'm not going to do that in my neighborhood theater, but over there.
Hey, wait a minute. I didn't know we had this many interesting neighbors. Thought this is why we moved out here.
Like, let me see your ticket. Jay Say So, you said? Yeah, we're sold out. We're sold out. I'm sorry.
That's why we're in
but
the woodlands.
If you go over on the east side, I believe, AMC East has plenty of seats. So.
And Lois Lane, to answer your question before we get out of here, no, you are not the only one that falls asleep in the movies. Hey, I have done it and done it very well. Knock
out. Yes, we know. You fall asleep at any time. But I'll tell you what. Who was it? Michelle that paid $50? If I'm paying $50, you get an elbow. You wake up. You wake up. You're not falling asleep on a $50 movie. No. Wake up.
And by the way, Michelle says, Jay say so. You may go to that new that good neighborhood if you want, but come to think of it, Trenchcoat Mafia was in that quote unquote good neighborhood.
Yeah.
So you know what? To the east side we go.
Yeah.
Look, tomorrow we are back. We've got 90 Day Fiancé UK. And I can say, since I've actually looked at it, Sam is a problem, and we're going to talk about that. Sam is a big, big problem. Stop it. Stop it. Damn it, man.
Oh, goodness. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, goodness.
Here we are.
I see what you did there.
What?
Nothing.
Damn it. Let me get myself together. We got to close to get out of here.
Close it out. Close it out.
Whew. Jesus. Hi. Do us a favor. If you're here still, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications so that you'll know when we go live. Fox Liam, tune in tomorrow, 8, 7 Central, and we'll find out just how big.
Stop it. Stop it.
You what?
No, hey, Yanni.
This is why you have a tease. This is why you have a tease. Look, Lucy B says, now I have to watch to get the joke. Okay. I can't read the rest. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT5.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some things you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on a regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast.
Cheers.
Cheers.